No More Shyness, Introduction. Kirkpatrick Sale says, "Everyone is shy. It is the inborn modesty that makes us able to live in harmony with other creatures and our fellows. Achievement comes not by denying shyness, but occasionally by setting it aside and letting pride and perspiration come first." You step into the room full of strangers and look around. There's not a single person that you know there. Your heart starts pounding, your hands begin to sweat, and your mouth goes dry. Just as someone comes up to speak to you, your mind goes completely blank. You barely remember your own name, and you'd tell them what it is if only you could speak. You're blushing so hard, you're positive you're as red as a lobster, and those butterflies in your stomach are flying in formation. Sound familiar? Almost everyone, at some point in their lives or another, has experienced these feelings of panic and disorientation. Even folks that seem like the life of the party have had moments like these. It's a common problem, more common than you might realize. 50% of the population in the USA say they're shy, and 89% of these shy people say they've been shy all their lives. Only 11% of the population say they've never been shy. The good news is that 78% of these shy people believe they can overcome their shyness. Doctors feel that this shyness is wired right into your nervous system. Your brain is constantly taking in information and processing it. And whenever you think again of an experience you've had, your brain will respond in exactly the same way as when it first happened, reinforcement, as it were. Your conscious mind knows the difference, but your subconscious mind just processes the information and stores it with everything else. Social phobia has become the third most prevalent psychiatric disorder. In this report, we'll discuss the whys and wherefores of shyness. There are ways to overcome this social phobia, and we'll discuss how to apply them in your own life. It is possible to feel calm and comfortable in social situations. As Mark Twain said, "Man is the only animal that blushes, or needs to."